Kate Miller into the game.
I'm glad he did. I'm glad he did.
22nd timeout with the Lakers.
I thought the pig would win the Oscar.
111-89.
You ever see the Oscar?
Be quiet.
All right. It is Wednesday, May 26th, 2021, 8:50 p.m. And this is Basketball This Week, done quickly. Wow. Like, there's no real excuse for me not to know the day of the week. Especially when I'm, like, staring at a screen that has the date and also has the month. And yet I'm often also confused, like I am with words right now. I'm just so excited about the playoffs that I can't compose myself. I actually am really excited about the playoffs, so that sounded sarcastic, and it shouldn't be. They've been pretty good playoffs so far. Just about every series is tied. Memphis is in the midst of, Utah is in the midst of tying their series with Memphis. It makes it easy to talk about because normally right now we're in the midst of like the game two post panic, where people forget that these playoff series change, change quite amazingly once the teams switch venues. People forget that, and they're going to. I don't know if this is going to be the year to remind them though, just because it feels like the going against my own rule. It feels like. Like the series that are not split are very decisive. I just don't see the Celtics or the Wizards or the Heat. Well, I don't know. I'm not going to give up on the Heat, but I don't see the Celtics or the Wizards having something else. I think they're showing what they have. But you never know when the series switches back to the home venue. You never know. Like, I at least believe enough in home court to think that the Heat have a chance to make this change a bit, for sure. And of course, you can probably tell I'm trying to avoid mentioning the Clippers here, because instead of transitioning to home, they are transitioning it away. But maybe that's what they need right now. Maybe they have too many people calling them up and asking for tickets. Too many people demanding their time. Too many all the problems that come with like being an NBA player. Some of them, for some people, it's worse when you're at home. And maybe that's what's happening with the Clippers. maybe they're just like brain broken. I don't know. I mean, the Mavs are pretty good, so the Mavs definitely deserve credit for this. Like, you're a team where without Porzingis, which is how they've been most of the year. They haven't had him most of the year. It's easy to think of them as a pretty bad team, but with Porzingis, even if he's not playing great, like they have enough defense to make them scary. I'd say scary is the right word. Like, I don't think this is a team that's going to win a title, but this is a team that I think can win a series. And I'm surprised that the Clippers sought them out, especially knowing, like, seeing the Lakers in the first round and seeing, okay, this is a team that it's not perfect yet. There's still trying to figure some things out, or seeing the Blazers, who they also could have played in, and like, yeah, the Blazers got to win, but it was kind of an ugly win, and I still I still have very little faith in the Blazers being actually a good team. So going far enough to let yourself fall to the four seed, so you don't have to play the Lakers this round and you don't have to play the Lakers next round, which is what the Celtics did. I think they got themselves a lion. I think they got a lion by the tail. Or that's not the right analogy. The analogy is it was the dog chasing a car and when the dog caught it. But it's not that. It's the dog was running away from a car to catch a rabbit, but that rabbit ended up being a skunk. that's what this is. The Mavs are a stinky, smelly skunk that the Clippers took a mouthful of and now very much regret that decision. Because that's what happens when dogs, they don't usually, and I say mouthful, I mean like they don't eat, dogs don't eat skunks in like one bite. They go and like they try, they like nip at it and then they get the stink. And I think that's this really complicated analogy for some reason that I'm insisting on not giving up on. That's what's happening here is that, yeah, I think you understand. Anyway, so yeah, it looks dire for the Celtics, but like I said, two games is not panic time. I'm refusing to call the Celtics dead. I'm refusing to pour salt in the wounds of the Clippers. I'm continuing to promote LA unity, and I'm gonna say the Clippers, they're gonna. I think they're going to get a win. One win, at least. I picked the Mavs in seven for this series, but I don't know. I think the Clippers are going to at least make one like answer for themselves. And I think this series may go back to Dallas tied. I say that, but I don't know if I believe it, you know, like poor Clippers. That team is so good and they just can't get it together at the right time. Anyway, it's exciting playoffs. You should tune in if you're not. Hope you are. Luckily, there's no teams to salute yet. They haven't eliminated any teams after two games. So no teams to salute yet. And that's that for the show. Take care, my beautiful friends, and I will talk to you next week.